Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
That's right. The Drive is live. You heard Clint. Tyler is in the building. If you're on YouTube and Twitch, you can see him there as well. And we are monitoring it. Less than an hour away before the trade deadline ends. And is Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryan's going to do something? Reggie shaking his head. No, probably ain't going to do a damn thing. But are they going to do something? They've got less than an hour. I got to believe they're at least on the phones. And, I mean, I'll kick it right to you all right now on that YouTube and Twitch. Those of you on the 5-Hour Energy fan text line. 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football super fans.
Stand the who?
There it is. Stand the man, baby. Why don't you knock one down? No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Slow down.
You dead serious. I was going to jump in there, man.
But let's kick it off. Like, what's your feeling if they don't make a move? Because to me, I think that's the more likelihood of what's going to happen. What's your feeling on if the Texans decide not to make a move? And I just want to let you know, who's the number one seed in the AFC? The Chiefs. We saw the move they made last night. They also got a pass rusher from New England as well. The word is that they were in on the Marshawn Lattimore situation. They're trying to find a corner, so they've made moves. The Buffalo Bills are the two seed. They have made moves. They brought in Amari Cooper. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they are making moves all day. When I got in here, Tyler said, damn, the Steelers are on a roll. They brought in, they added Mike Williams, the receiver. They added Preston Smith, the pass rusher. The Baltimore Ravens, they added Deontay Johnson earlier in the week. All the teams around the Texans in the AFC are making moves and adding to their team. So, again, I ask the question, as it looks like it's likely that they may not make a move. And by the way, Tyler, I want the breaking news sounder. I don't care who the guy is.
I can do that for you.
I don't care who it is. If they bring somebody in, I don't care if it's Max Sharpie. I don't care who it is. I want the breaking news.
Never would have thought Max would be nice at left guard right now.
But so you would take a look?
I'd take Max right now at left guard over anybody they got.
You
right
would?
Now. Yep.
Sirens?
Yep,
that was Siren Sharpie. Every time that ball was snapping, he did that kickback. That siren.
Is Max still in the league?
I think he's still playing. Last time I saw him, Chris Jones was destroying him in the fourth quarter of the AFC Championship game for the Bengals. But
playing an AFC Championship game, I guess you can win with him.
You got there. Yeah. Again, though, what's your feeling if they? If they don't make a move, 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, with all the teams around them, Clint, make a move, what's your feeling if they don't?
Disappointed.
Yeah.
Disappointed. It's just add one more layer to the disappointment of late in Houston. I mean, because you look at this thing, and any true contender, like legit contender out of the AFC, they're making moves. Right? The Kansas City Chiefs, it's obvious what they've done. The Buffalo Bills with Amari Cooper, Pittsburgh Steelers, those are the three teams that are above the Texans. The team right now that, in the standings at least, that's sitting right behind the Houston Texans is the Baltimore Ravens. They've made a move, right? I don't know that there's a true contender beyond that. The Chargers and the Broncos sit right behind them. But you look at the top one, two, three, four of the top five teams in the AFC, the fifth being the Houston Texans, have made moves to better their team. And then you look over in the NFC with the Washington Commanders making a big move. There's another 7-2 football team that has been hit in the face with a real chance to make a crazy run that nobody expected, and they're out there trying to get better. Arizona Cardinals sitting at 5-4. Can't remember who it was. What move did they make? They went out and got somebody. Can't remember who it was. Maybe it was a tackle. But they went and got somebody that's a plug-and-play starter as well. So, I would say disappointment because there's some obvious needs. When you see the Washington Commanders go out and get Lattimore, the corner, out of New Orleans and didn't give a whole hell of a lot up to get him, that's a frontline starter. That's a game-changing caliber cornerback. When those kind of guys are moving, and I'm not saying that's the guy, but when those kind of guys are moving along with some of the receivers that we've seen move, and it's hard to just stand pat and think the Texans, with what we're watching right now, have enough and are going to be relevant down the stretch here with what they have now.
Yeah, I mean, other teams are getting better, I would say. Yeah. Adding to their team, getting better. The Steelers, another weapon. That's, to me, it's just all of the teams in the AFC that are right there around the Texans, especially you talked about the ones that are up from the Chiefs, the Bills, the Ravens, the Steelers, have all made moves. And I would say, you know, rather significant moves, guys that are going to play, you know, pretty big roles on this team moving forward. And that's what I said. What's your thought? Disappointing in Clint, like, yeah, it's eye opening to me, and I agree. Somebody, this is a great text, a great one. And somebody said that the Texans are working out guys on the street, and these other teams are adding NFL
yes, sir.
Players, man, added NFL
the biggest
players.
Boo.
So I think it definitely is. It's eye opening to me because to me it tells me where they are or where they believe they are. Listen, there ain't no perfect deal. Like, we're seeing moves out here, man, that can't be made. Like, if you could help me out, Tyler, I think it's a sixth. Is it Cam Robinson, the tackle, went to the Vikings? What did he go for?
Well, I forgot. He went to the Vikings up in the top of that as well. Yeah, so they're making
moves. Their left tackle goes down. Yes. They immediately go make a trade with the Jags. For Cam Robinson, it's a six or something like that? What?
It's a 2026 conditional seventh-round pick.
It's a seventh-round pick. I'm just sorry, but it's a starting left tackle in the league. Like, dang. Like someone texted just on YouTube and Twitch said, Nick values his precious picks. And I'm like, over poor play. Yeah, well, I don't know if he does that, but I think there's a value in picks. But, to me, if they wanted to go make a deal, we got deals getting done for seventh-round picks. We got deals getting. Now, Marshawn Lattimore, he went for a third, fourth, and a sixth, and, you know, they got to fit back. That's something different. But to get an offensive lineman or something to help like that, I feel like it's out there, and it ain't just some crazy, crazy price. You talked about the Chiefs last night with DeAndre Hopkins. They gave a fifth. Like it's you know, it's out there for them to make a move. So, I don't know the excuse of things being too rich for their blood is out there. There are moves we are seeing other teams make that can go to Za'Darius Smith. I think he goes for a fifth or a sixth from the Browns to the Lions. By the way, you'll see Za'Darius Smith coming up on Sunday Night Football as he is going to play.
We saw him opposite Garrett the other day.
Yes,
or last year. So yeah. We'll see. I mean, there's just a lot of. A lot of squads out there making moves to get better. A lot of squads that don't have the record that the Texans have that are literally on life support and have to Dallas Cowboys, I'm talking about, have to make a move. They go out and get Mingo, the wide receiver, former second-round draft pick. Ole Miss, kid that was at Carolina. They go out and get him. It's interesting, man, you look at it. Well, I hadn't really, I guess, took into account all the NFC teams that are at the top that made moves. I didn't realize that so many had made moves, but damn near every team that is a true contender is making a move to get better, except for one. Yeah. And it's guys right here. We'll see. I expect
it's still
them to.
Time. It's still
I,
time.
I expect
they're
them
all
to make
fixable.
A move.
So you expect by 3 o'clock, you expect Tyler, Clint. Do you expect by 3 o'clock that there's going to be a move made?
Yes.
Tyler, you expect by 3 o'clock there's going to be a move made?
Nope.
No, Tyler's not in a good place. Tyler's
I am in a bad place this
Tyler's
week.
Not in a good optimism place.
All my teams are just crapping on my face, man.
The Astros aren't playing. He's not in a good spot. No, someone did correct me. The Texans did make a trade. They traded Cam Akers to the Vikings.
Yeah, the Vikings went and got him a running back and a tackle.
And they did. Their tackle went down. They said, oh, we're 6-2. We better go get something done for a conditional.
Here's some catch up. The Pittsburgh Steelers haven't just gone and got Mike Williams, the wide receiver. They also got Preston Smith from Green Bay, who is an under the radar. He's a really good player. He's a really good
D line. Add to their D line with what they already have.
Washington Commanders, Marshawn Lattimore. Dallas Cowboys, Jonathan Mingo. Cincinnati Bengals, Khalil Herbert, the running back from the Bears.
Zach Moss is out for the year with that neck, so they went and got a move there.
That's right. Lions, Za'Darius Smith. Arizona Cardinals, Baron Browning, the linebacker, edge linebacker.
From the Broncos.
Yep. Got him for a sixth rounder. You mentioned the Minnesota Vikings. Got Cam Robinson. Baltimore Ravens, Deontay Johnson. The Kansas City Chiefs, Josh Uche, and we might as well go ahead and talk about Hopkins as well, since what we watched last night. Seattle's gone out and made a couple of moves. There's the Hopkins move. You just go up and down. We get into the Amari Coopers, the Davante Adams. There's been a lot of movement over the last few weeks, and a lot of them are with contenders or teams that should be contenders, and they're trying to make a move to get to right the ship. Hopefully the Texans can join the crowd.
Yeah, we'll see. As we said, they're 50 minutes left before the trade deadline ends. And as I said, Tyler comes sweeping in with breaking news if they make a move. Go ahead, Nick. Do your thing, man. You know, give the people something to smile about here. And not just to go make a move to make one, but there are multiple places you can go make a move to add to this team. All right, Clint, remember, it is a Texans Ticket Tuesday. Be listening in the 5 o'clock hour for your chance to win a pair of Texans tickets for the game on Sunday against the Lions. We'll be doing that in the 5 o'clock hour. It is, come on, Tease, a little tape drop Tuesday, Clint. I know you've been watching the tape. This game happened Thursday. I know you've seen some things. What jumped out to you as you give us a little tape drop?
I think the tape just confirms a few things. I got a couple of new things, but it just confirms a couple of things that we've already discussed. So let's hit those two first. It's two things, Ron. One of them is something that I see, and the other one is something that has to be fixed in order to help this offense. The CJ misses are huge. I don't know if you recall, but the miss when he did have a decently clean pocket, the throw again, heck, it was Mechie again. On the crossing route, gets man to man. I mean, it is a big time explosive, game changing type play.
He's wide open, CJ.
And another throw that CJ Stroud typically we just don't see him miss. I mean, we had just gotten used to not seeing him miss this level of throw. In fact, I mean, it was one of those where I just got through talking about the best part of Deshaun Watson's game being that mid range, how accurate he was in the mid range game. And then he followed up by C.J. Stroud, and his sniper accuracy in that mid-range game was better than Deshaun. I mean, I'm sitting here going, oh, I don't know anybody better than Deshaun, and then here comes a rookie that does it. And now that's 2 weeks in a row where he's missed John Mechie on plays that I think changed the game.
We're working with
and the pocket was clean. There was no – I mean, he did get hit after he released the ball, but there was no – it wasn't staring down the barrel. It was from the backside. So it's a throw that C.J.'s got to make 10 out of 10 times. And then we watched, you know, the little sprint right where he overthrew Tank Dell on first down, would have been second and two, and instead we run it on second down. We end up in third and 10, and I think that was when he fumbled or did we missed a field goal? I can't remember exactly what happened, but it was one of those where, again, the margin of error is so razor thin with this football team, you just can't afford to miss those kinds of throws. The other thing that's blatantly obvious with C.J. Stroud is he is, without a doubt, boys, damn near every play that's called, he is working high to low.
Explain exactly what that means to the people, high to low.
He's passing up on right now throws underneath, hoping that things downfield come open.
Which in tune makes him what hold would, the ball. Longer.
He holds the ball longer. It does. At that point in time, you got a choice: hold it, wait for the route, and sometimes it's even you're just holding it for one beat. But with this offensive line, it's too late, right? But it's he is without a doubt, time and time again, no matter how the game is flowing, and no matter how the season is going, no matter what the opponent looks like in terms of Quinnen Williams being over there, and he's got Kenyon Green or Kendrick Green blocking him. It's like stubborn, no awareness whatsoever in a sense of I've got to take these underneath throws.
They're all fixable.
Dalton Schultz runs a little button route, a little snag route. I got to give it to him right now. I can't wait to see if Tank, the little post over the middle, comes open to Tank and then try to force it in there. I just can't. And he is killing this football team. C.J. Stroud is killing this football team because of the fact that he is working high to low on 99% of his reads.
And that seems to be, especially what we watched last year, very different than what he did last year, especially and it was like going into it, it almost feels like last year it was an understanding with all the injuries up front that, hey man, we don't have a great, or at least our offensive line isn't a strength. Our right tackles having to play guard and all this. And so they came out and it was in his head. Of course, he was a rookie too. It was in his head. All right, just get the ball out quick. Get the ball out quick. Like Baker last night. Baker was in that hardcore, getting the ball out under 2 seconds, just quick. And it seems like it's almost like they came in, hey man, we got Tunzel. We got Titus back at right tackle. We got Shaq. We got our offensive line. We got these dudes up front. This is an advantage. So it's almost like he's programmed into thinking, I got time. I can get the ball down the field. But damn, man, you've been hit more than anybody the last month. You would think at some point that adjustment has been made.
It's got to be made. And even if it's even
like
if
it's too late.
Right? Even if the guys around him are failing him and not coaching up and telling him that, then he's got to be aware enough to do it. He is killing the football team, and he's putting himself at so much risk that he's going to end up getting hurt. And it's Bobby's got to be better, but as with what Bobby's calling right now, with what I watch on the film right now, there are several opportunities where Dalton Schultz is there right now. Especially it's blatantly obvious, right? When you watch the Green Bay offense play, and then you watch CJ play, like you watch Aaron Rodgers, and you watch CJ. Like it's clear, Aaron Rodgers knows.
The Jets, yeah.
Yeah, the Jets in that game. I'm watching one offense and the other, and you watch Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's fitting it in them snag routes. I mean, which is 5 yards, like the receiver will kind of invert his stem and sit down at 5 yards. I mean, he's fitting that sucker in there sometimes right as a linebacker's hitting the guy. He is not going to pass that up. He's because he knows he's not protected. He's not. I mean, when he does hold it, he gets the hell knocked out of him. So he knows he's going to do. He's going to approach offensive football and play in the position a little bit differently because he can't afford to get hit and get hurt like he did last year. And so, you know, it's just so blatantly obvious because you've got one extreme to another. Like you've got Aaron who is literally getting out of his hand as quick as he probably ever has right now, and then you got CJ who's holding it. And both of them have very similar issues going on up front with the pressure issues.
Would you say from what you watched, just in particular this game, and I know you've watched the tape of the other ones, but in this game, he was sacked 8 times. Are you saying you're seeing moments that if he wasn't playing high to low, as you say, that they could have avoided absolutely. Him being sacked that
100%. You avoid the fumble. You absolutely avoid multiple pressures and probably 2 or 3 sacks. Absolutely, 100%. The way he's playing the game, he is making – the way the game is being called by Bobby and the way that he is playing the quarterback position, you cannot make it any more difficult on the offensive line than what you're doing. Now, I'm not minimizing the crappy job they're doing up front. Don't get it. I'm not at all taking any of the onus off of the offensive line. But what C.J. Stroud is doing and what Bobby Slowick is planning and calling is making this offensive line – it's put him in a position where it is the most difficult position you can put him in. Time and time again, no matter who the opponent is, you're going to ask those guys to hold up and protect for long enough for the court. And you're never going to protect them with scheme. Never. And again, blatantly obvious when you watch the Packers offense. I mean, I'm sorry, the Jets offense and the Texans offense, right? That's the most scrutinized offense in football. And they, I mean, people are just messing all over the Jets offense. But when you watch them against the Texans, when you watch them, it's clear they are doing everything they can schematically and with quarterback play to overcome the weakness of the offensive line, the struggles that they have protecting, and they're overcoming it.
Yeah.
The Texans aren't doing that. Schematically and quarterback play, they're not doing that.
Text line, you lost me as a listener when you blame CJ for his team issues. Oh no.
No.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Please. Oh, God.
I'm coming to get you. Oh, Elizabeth, God. We lost him. We lost him. Damn it.
He left his bridge troll and now he's leaving. God.
We lost Jeff.
Oh.
Elizabeth, I'm coming. Sorry.
Bye, dingo boy.
Sorry about that. Come on back, man. You'll be all right. You're ready for the big boy football. You lost the listener. That's my favorite one. Damn it. We'll never get him back. You go flip over into commercial. All right, coming up, offensive line. You said maybe two or three less sacks. Now, that's still five. That's still five or six sacks. But let's talk about it. You're talking about solutions. I want to continue this train. Let's not just be critical. Let's bring solutions.
Always critical.
I know you are. But let's also bring solutions.
Can't handle the negative.
Can't handle it. Always bring solutions. Let's bring solutions. What would be the best thing to do for this offensive line and pass protection issues? Well, all right, they may not make a move, but what is the best thing that they can do? We will discuss that next right here live on The Drive.
They're all fixable.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
About 30 minutes, right? About 30 minutes until the trade deadline. They were just up here on ESPN talking about a target for the Texans. And Brandon Scherff, I've heard it said several times, is a guard, and he would be a great addition. He plays for the Jacksonville Jaguars, though, so there's a wonder would they trade in division with the Texans. But that's the player they had for the Texans to target. But offensive line help looks to be the case. And we'll learn here in the next 30 minutes if the Texans will make a move for a starting caliber lineman. And to the point that Clint made yesterday, it could be a center or a guard, because you could kick Drew Scruggs somewhere, kick Drew Scruggs to a guard position and have that center come in. They just need some help with one of those spots. And, you know, I guess, like, at this point, we would assume, Clint, at this point, that they are not making a move. They could, but just for this conversation, they're not making a move. What are solutions? Like, what are solutions to help with this offensive line? I mean, with the combination of guys we know that they have available, we saw Kendrick Green when Kenyon Green got hurt. We know what they have there. We'll see if Patterson's able to go as an option. And obviously the other stuff around the offensive line, as you just highlighted, get the ball out quick. Read, you know, first read low to high at times and not hold the ball as long. But what do you see as the best solutions potentially for the Texans offensive line?
Well, I mean, I don't think there are solutions from a personnel standpoint.
So personnel wise, you don't even think, unless they make a move, you don't think there are solutions there, and it's got to be scheme and how you do things.
Oh no!
Yeah, the quickest way for the Texans to improve on offense, Ron, is Bobby Slowick to be better in his quick game design, game plan, and play calling screens in design, game plan, and play calling. And C.J. Stroud to quit working high to low every damn play. That's the answer. Because you're not it don't matter who they bring in.
So for you, it's not even a matter of who they bring in. By the way, Baltimore, Tre'Davious White from the Rams, they make a trade and add to the cornerback room, which they needed help with, so they add more.
Yeah, no, you can bring in Brandon Scherff. I just had his advanced stat of the win rate and pass protection up there is really, really good, and he'll be fine. But, I mean, you look across the board, like I said, Juice is not being good. I think you look at Laremy Tunsil, and if we're rating him on the Laremy Tunsil bar, he has not been good. Shaq Mason has not been good, relatively speaking. Tytus Howard, another part of my tape drop Tuesday, Tytus Howard's too damn soft. He's collapsing the pocket way too easy. So, I mean, it's you can get better there if you make a move for that level of a guard and plug and play. You'll definitely be better, but it's not going to solve your pass protection problems. And again, that's why this thing is layered, man. There's so many. There's no one thing going to help us. There's not one specific thing that's going to help this. It's going to take all three. The guys are going to have to be better. Bobby Slow is going to have to change the way he's doing things and designing things and calling things. And C.J. Stroud, first and foremost, has to change the way the phrase, stay aggressive should not be in his vocabulary moving forward. Shouldn't be.
So there's not even a lineup where you're like, this is the best. Because listen, they're not going to be good, but they got to do something to be better, because they're going to get CJ hurt. That's going to happen.
Here's what I would do. If it were me, what I would do is I would play Jarrett Patterson at center, and I'd move Juice Scruggs to guard and see what that looks like. And I would have I would have one of the other guys. And say one of those guys, the odd man out would be Kendrick Green again. You've been a backup guard. You've stayed ready. You know a little bit more about what you're going to get from him and kind of how to use him the best of others, because he got his ass whooped a few times. It's Quinnen Williams. Whoever you put over there is going to get their ass whooped, right, at guard. So whoever you put up there is going to get beat a time or two, but you got to be able to hold your own and not just collapse the pocket from the inside out. And right now, if the Texans don't make a move in the next 30 minutes to bring somebody in, I would play Jarrett Patterson at center. I'd move Juice Scruggs to guard.
I like how you said that. See what that looks like.
That's what I do.
Just see what that looks like this week.
Yeah.
Then if that blows up, maybe we'll try something else. Maybe we'll try Kendrick Green. If that blows up, maybe we'll try Tytus. That blows up, but
well, I wouldn't mind the Tytus move. But you, like I said, you're compounding problems all over the place. Your center's played guard. And one of the guys in question is a much better center, and he's light and ass. He can't play guard, shouldn't play guard. So you're juggling two positions with the guys you have available instead of two or three. So I would go that route first. I would have a really D'Amico. If I'm D'Amico, if you're listening, sit down with CJ, sit down with Bobby Slowick.
Yeah, and he's got to be a part of it, because they're playing with fire. With this, the week after week, he got up slowly multiple times in that game against the Jets. They are literally playing with fire if they keep allowing him to take these hits, the hits that he has taken. The worst fears potentially will happen. So, as you said, that includes CJ, that includes Bobby, that includes whatever they feel in terms of up front can help him. But they have got to do major moves, something different, so they can avoid that. All right, coming up, it was interesting last night, Monday Night Football. Interesting decision, and I'm curious how people would feel if D'Amico made that decision. We'll discuss that.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Coming up next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Another. The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, less than 20 minutes before the trade deadline is over. Again, as we talked about it, a lot of teams, especially a lot of AFC teams, have made moves to add to their teams. We're waiting to see if the Houston Texans will do so. And as we said at the beginning of the show, Tyler will come flying in, breaking news, if that occurs. By the way, remember, it is a Texans Ticket Tuesday. Your chance to win a pair of tickets. It is a Texans Ticket Tuesday. Said it once. One time. You got a chance to be in the house Sunday night against the Detroit Lions. A huge, huge game. A big game. You got a chance to be in the building. 5 o'clock hour. Make sure you're listening for that. Last night, Monday Night Football. I'm watching that, and I'm wondering from Texans fans, if you saw the scenario about 27 seconds left, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers scored a touchdown to make it 24-23. And Troy Aikman was yelling, go for two. He had been saying it leading into the end of through the entire drive. And they score a touchdown, score pretty easily, 24-23, and immediately Baker's running off. There's not even a thought of, hey, let's go for it. Todd brought out the kicking unit, and they tied the game, and eventually they lost the coin toss. And then Baker Mayfield went ahead and showed his entire team, his defensive team, the confidence that he had in them by throwing his head back and basically saying, we just lost the game. And he was right. They did lose the game. The Chiefs drove down really without any resistance and scored a touchdown to win the game. The Texans will play the Chiefs soon. And I have no doubt to think that that would be a close game. The Chiefs play a lot of close games. I think the Texans will be ready for that game, and I think the Texans are actually a good matchup against the Chiefs if they're healthy. If that thing came down to it like that, and the Texans were in that scenario, what would you want D'Amico Ryans to do? Would you want him to go for it? Would you want him to trust his defense and think, hey, we'll play with it in overtime and tie the game and prolong the game?
I would overthink this because many would say it's Pat Mahomes, you go for two, and there's no conversation.
You sound like Tyler. I asked Tyler this earlier. Tyler was really struggling with it.
I think it definitely depends on
He's getting crushed today, by the way.
Who is?
Todd
Bowles.
Yeah, Bowles is getting crushed.
I mean, at the end of the day, you can't have this conversation without at least considering, like, it matters how your offense is. It matters how confident you are in your two-point play. It matters how your defense is playing. It matters how, in the moment, how well their offense has been, you know, rolling or not. All that stuff matters. I mean, if you're just going to blindly go for two because it's Pat Mahomes, I mean, I think that's silly. But if I'm just – if we're excluding all of that, because obviously there's no way to tell how the Texans and the Kansas City Chiefs would – if we're just saying generally speaking, what would you do? I would go for two.
Yeah. CJ, one play.
One play. This team in general, like I know there's a lot of frustration with the overall play calling from Bobby Slowick and stuff, but when it's all said and done, this team, it seems like they're very prepared, like in the moment. Whatever that moment is, it seems like they're very prepared. I like Bob's, just again, 30,000-foot view, just think Bobby Slowick in general. I like the thought of C.J. Stroud and Bobby Slowick for one play versus banking on a coin toss and then stopping the best quarterback the game's seen.
See, I think D'Amico would do exactly what Todd did.
Play defense?
I think that's what defensive.
I wouldn't be as disappointed as some folks.
No, I would think, especially D'Amico is the guy controlling it and calling it like Todd is. I bet D'Amico would say to himself, and I think Todd did to this, we can at least hold him to a field goal.
Yeah.
Because that's all we got to do. If we hold him to a field goal, we get the ball back. Like, if we lose the coin toss, because we could win the coin toss and drive it down there and end the game ourselves. But at the very least, I believe that I can get my defense for a drive to hold him to a field goal.
Yeah.
And I think that with D'Amico, with Will, and with Danielle Hunter and this group, especially if they're healthy, I think he would kick it. I think Bobby Slowick would be preaching, come on, let's go for it. I got to play.
Yeah.
I think offensive coaches, I got to play. Come on, let's go. Let's go. I got to play. Text line coming in. If you're the inferior team, you always go for two because they have a chance to beat you. I would rely on one play.
Yeah. Yeah, look, and that's the other part of that, too, is in overtime, in Arrowhead, you're not going to be able to use your cadence. You know, Chris Jones is going to get off the rock as soon as your offensive line does, at the same time your offensive line. So, I mean, there's a lot of factors that play in here. It's not as cut and dry as one may think it is. And I just think, barring like, hey man, Pat's been really struggling, or he's hobbling around or something, or maybe he's lost Travis Kelce's hobbling around and he's not in. You know, barring something like out of the norm for them, if we're just talking about the Kansas City Chiefs, yeah, I got to go for two.
Yeah, someone
in Arrowhead. Yeah, a drive in overtime with them up three in Arrowhead, rain. I'm out on that. I think I'd take my shot on one play.
Someone texted in and said, especially the way Baker's playing. By the way, that guy
playing good, ain't he?
Man, that was impressive. Like, no Godwin, no Evans. Basically, they was just throwing the tight ends for three quarters,
mm-hmm.
and with that, he was under pressure.
That damn tight end some money, ain't they?
Man, I'm telling that you, Otten fella. Yeah, him and the running backs had a good game plan, but then late he finally. And he was under duress. He was under pressure. They were blitzing. Chris Jones for about 10 minutes just caused penalties and all over the place and holds or whatever. But he was still making it work and drove him down there and scored that tying touchdown. And Baker believed, boy, if you give me a ball, I would have. I just look at him and I just think, like, the Cleveland Browns would be a legit, serious Super Bowl contender. Like, if they – because – they've got a good coach. I think they've got a good offensive coach. I think Stefanski knows what he's doing. They've made moves around Deshaun, but they made moves. Like, you look at that and you watch how Baker is playing. By the way, I'm extremely happy for him. I feel like he got done dirty, dirty in Cleveland. They want him to come over and take over not just a thing that's on fire, but a thing that's been on fire forever.
A dumpster fire.
It's been on fire forever. They want him to come in there and change it right away. And what, they give him 2-3 years to change it? And one of those years, he won a playoff game, and they beat the Steelers and then had the Chiefs on the ropes in the playoffs.
And it wasn't good enough.
No, it wasn't good enough. They would be a team that's right there with the Texans right now, if not ahead of them.
Oh, your point is valid, and boy, you got to be. How many people in that building that were there during Baker's days aren't going? Damn, what would we do just to have Baker back in his piece?
I know David and Joku's last night looking at just watching
Miles Garrett
and Otten, David and Joku's watching Otten just dominate with him. Amari Cooper still be there?
Yeah,
I mean it's just crazy. But man, shout out to him, man. That dude, he went to Carolina. When that Carolina thing happened, I thought, boy, that might be the end of it. It might be the end of Baker. But, man, he went to Tampa, and I thought it was the coordinator who got him. Coordinator's gone, and he's playing even better than he did last year. So that was big of him, man. I'm happy to see Baker doing his thing over there in Tampa. All right, coming up as we continue, trade deadline. That's the big deal. When we come back, the trade deadline, at least for the most part, will be over. We'll see if there's any – any late things going on right now. Tyler, you think he's on the phones right now? You think he's on the phones working?
I think he's on the phones for sure.
But got a target at least. He's got 9 minutes or so. When we get to the other side, we'll let you know if a move is made. We'll let you know if a move is made. I think the Texans desperately, if they're serious about contending, especially with the other teams around them making a lot of moves, I think they, hell, there's an argument, they have the biggest gaping hole of any contender that's around in the league, and it's not their only one. So we'll see if they make a move, and we'll let you know on the other side. So trade deadline coming up, and we'll get into what it would mean if the Texans win on Sunday. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Casario seems to have a massive Italian brain.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.